I never want to stop. We can learn from everyone, and I never want to stop knowing how to more completely nurture and disciple others in Christ. And so, how do you do it? Number one, Colossians 2:6. We have to explain, this is fundamental, the vital connection between salvation and the rest of life. Now, Colossians 2:6, I had you turn there. Look at it. I put it on the screen for you to look at. Look at how Paul, now remember, the people of Colossae, Paul never went there. He says in chapter 2, I never have seen your faces. I've never been there. But Paul wrote to them and said, I want you to know that the Christian life is a vital connection. The way, as you therefore have received Christ, the way you got saved, Jesus the Lord, the one that saved you, so walk in him. Now think about, how did we get saved? We heard the message of the truth of the gospel. Someone shared the truth of God that's contained in the Word of God. We listened to that and considered and believed that it was true, like the gospel message that all have sinned and that the wages of sin is death. And we hear that and we say, that is true. And then we, in faith, responded. Salvation is when we, in faith, responded to what we heard that we believed was true. We responded. We cry out to the Lord. We call in the name of the Lord. We're saved. Whatever method, you're born again by calling out to him. But then when that process, hearing, believing it's true, responding to the Lord in faith, God changes us. And what Paul is saying is this: it's no different. The way you got saved, hearing the truth of God from his word, believing the truth of God from his word, responding to the truth of God from his word, letting God transform you, is the same way you live the rest of your life. That's why the Bible is so vital. The Lord doesn't just want us to be a little infant, helpless, barely able to make it in life. If we see a baby that way, our hearts go out to them. If you see a child that has a failure to thrive and they're 6 years old and they're, you know, still looking like an infant and you know that they're handicapped, that they're significantly impaired, that there's something wrong. Yet many believers don't make the connection that the same way that I just heard, believed, and responded to God and he changed me is how we live the rest of our Christian life. God does both. And the process, look at what the verse says. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, that's how you walk in him. And what the Lord says is God saved us and we follow Christ through life. We hear the gospel from God's word. We believe the truth. We respond in faith. And God supernaturally transforms us. That's the pathway of salvation. And that's the pathway of every day of our life. And so with someone, I take them and I say, do you see the connection as you receive Christ, walk in him? And by then, they're sitting there, and usually it's the most amazing moment. They're sitting there, and all of a sudden, and I tell them they have to bring a paper Bible with them, which, you know, it's getting harder and harder. You almost have to look on Amazon to find one, you know. And they say, you bring it, and whatever verse we talk about, I want you to underline it and write something down. And they say, all of a sudden they come to, and they go, whoa, and they get their pen out. They go, what verse was that? And I said, well, why didn't you read it to me? And they read it from their Bible. And I said, what does that mean? And they say, well, it says that as we receive, we walk. I said, yeah, do you see the connection? See, that's all. And you go, that's wonderful.